Saving money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber. Our huge inventory of decking, fencing, lumber, and timbers are all easy to load in our drive-through lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or online at Menards.com. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Rich Jones, host of Jacksonville's Morning News, heard weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. Thanks for listening to our Jacksonville's Morning News podcast. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and the Mark Kay Show. Don't forget, head to iTunes or Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
Good morning. I'm Adam Kirk in for Rich Jones on Jacksonville's Morning News, and we bring in Congressman John Rutherford live in studio. And, you know, we were going to talk a little bit about your bill that passed, the school safety, but the news of the day came, and we, of course, had the firing of VA Secretary David Shulkin. I know you're on the Veterans Affairs Committee in the House, and you've been a frequent critic, I guess, of the VA and how they operate. And I'm wondering, Congressman, what you think of the VA secretary getting fired and the lack of leadership, consistent leadership at the top of the VA. I mean, can that hurt that organization and bringing in Ronnie Jackson, who doesn't have any management experience? I mean, he's an admiral, obviously, he has management experience from that. But in terms of government management experience, he doesn't have that. Your thoughts on the future of the VA and the departure of David Shulkin?
Yeah. Well, Adam, it's good to be with you. And look, I think there were some things that happened with Secretary Shulkin that really would have made him less effective in his office. I think up until those events occurred, he had been, I thought, pretty effective in the job. But after that, you know, you can do certain things that after which your effectiveness is no longer.
Because people don't trust you anymore.
Exactly.
Is that what it is?
And that's part of the problem, I believe. And so I think it's important. You know, as sheriff always said, you know, hire slow, fire fast. And I think that's what the president's doing in this respect.
Do you think the VA's gotten any better under his tenure there?
Well, I do, Adam. I think there's been some good moves. On particularly the accountability piece. You know, we were able to pass the Accountability First Act that is now law. The president signed that into law. And Secretary Shulkin was beginning to have his lower management levels hold people accountable for providing the services that they're supposed to serve these veterans with. And so, you know, the things that still I'm concerned about. For example, I just sent him a letter asking them to investigate the fact that during this protest period where all of these Veteran Affairs employees were out protesting, were they on official time, what they call official time, which is a union activity time, which cannot, under federal law, cannot be used for those activities. And
another example maybe of holding them accountable in one way or another, right?
Exactly.
Because the big problem that we had with the VA, I covered this in Pittsburgh when I was a reporter up there. I remember chasing the head of the Pittsburgh VA down the stairs trying to ask questions because veterans were dying from infections that they were getting because nobody was overseeing certain things in that VA hospital system.
Or, Adam, they're having to wait inordinate amounts of time to see a doctor. And so, a year ago, I believe it was, one of the first committee meetings that I was in, the GAO had reported that in our veteran of hospitals, we actually had a doctor that was paid $212,000 that saw not one veteran the previous year because he was on 100% official time. Union time, paid by the taxpayers, didn't see a single veteran. And we've got veterans waiting in line for over 30 days trying to get care. That's got to stop, and we're working on that. And that's what the Accountability First Act is about.
And your thoughts quickly about Admiral Ronnie Jackson. Is he going to clean things up? What do you think?
You know, I certainly hope so. Like you, I just found out about this appointment, so I don't really know that much about him. I would like to see in someone in that position is someone that has some, extensive background in running something large. Because look, this is the second largest department in the federal government.
Yeah, 9 million veterans. Yeah.
Yes, and what they do is critically important to our veterans. And so I'm hoping that he has those skills, those knowledge, skills, and abilities to run the agency well. We'll see. That'll all come out, I guess, through the appointment process.
Yeah, and the confirmation process.
Yeah.
By the way, Shulkin was confirmed 100-0 in the Senate. So he was widely liked by people on both sides of the aisle.
Yeah.
We'll have to see. I guess that's the best answer you can give. We'll have to see, right?
I think him and, his chief of staff made some horrible missteps and the president's holding him accountable for it.
He certainly did yesterday. 844 WOKV News Time. Thank you very much to Congressman John Rutherford, live in studio here, talking about the firing of VA Secretary David Shulkin.